may get drunk every once in a while. I may raise hell, that's just my style. I work hard every day, I may come rich, don't complain. While they sail their boats and they fly their jets, they can break us down, but we ain't broke yet. Pay attention, or you'll miss it.
It is 10:30 on a Thursday night, and it is July, so it must be Back to Basics Radio. That's right, the flagship show for the Back to Basics Radio Network. And I am, excuse me, I am your host, Susie the Elf, and with me is my co-host, none other than Lord Amadeus.
Hi, Susie. Good evening, everyone.
Are you okay?
I'm just peachy. Let's review my week real quick, if I could. Sunday night, I had to beat Judgment and the Misfits. Then last night, I got into a Hell in the Cell with Triple H, got pedigreed four times, and lost the match. Took him four pedigrees. And then tonight, I get covered in glitter. So, yeah, it's been a really interesting evening, just to say.
Well, at least you're sparkly now.
I'm very sparkly. I got sparkle, I got glitter in my hair, I got it in my, I think I got some up my nose. Yes. Thank you, Vuvu. I love Voodoo, I do. But damn, that's a lot of freaking.
And you were feeling rather fluffy earlier.
Yeah, she also made me fluffy. She poked me a couple times with a little wand of hers and made me fluffy.
Oh, it looks very becoming on you, fluffy, sparkly you. You look.
Yeah, at
any. Four pedigrees. I thought your face was looking a little flat.
Yeah, well, he busted me open with the second one. I got my licks in, though, too. I busted him open as well on that cell. So, by the way, I'm talking about a match we had on YouTube. I had on YouTube, Big Dog Wrestling, ladies and gentlemen, which we might talk a little bit about tonight. But, yeah, so anywho, that was been my week. How's your week going, Alfie? I hope a little better.
My week has been just peachy. It's better than yours. Just peachy in a woohoo kind of way, not a kind of way. Mm. Yours is
okay.
A kind of way.
Yeah, mine's a it was an as I said, it's been a very interesting week.
See, I didn't have to see. Well, my tag team partner and I kicked Sweet Revelation's ass twice. Twice. Sorry, Bubs. Love you, dear, but
yeah, it's going to be a very quiet evening, though. I have a feeling you and I are going to have a very quiet evening tonight, because, well, for some reason, after I beat Judgment this past night, all the Misfits have kind of disappeared. All the former Misfits, I should say.
Well, remember, I had to help you take over the show. Well, not take over. I had to help you host the rest of the show last Saturday.
Yep. And none of them.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Sunday, wasn't it?
None of them have been seen since. So
whatever day it was.
So yes, you and I look at unless we get Truth on here, then it's going to be a pretty quiet. We're going to have to. It's going to just be you and me. Hopefully, maybe we might get a caller or two. But
Stars Shot, Truth, Mahler, or one of the plethora of guests that we have. Feel free to call in. If you have Skype Premium, you can use that. Or the guest call-in number is 646-478-0073. Yes, plethora. I do know, more than one syllable words.
I knew this.
Yeah.
I knew this.
I'm more than just a pretty face.
This is true. You're a very good cook, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. A damn good cook.
There you go. The Martha Stewart of Wrestler Unstoppable.
Yeah, none of my exes have ever said that they ever went away hungry.
Especially Tad.
Yeah, but my grocery bill went way down when we broke up. I mean, like cut
in half. Didn't eat a lot, but
he
sure could put down the alcohol.
What do you think I bought Guinness and Jameson? That was purely a financial move. Saved tons of money, let me tell you. That was a wise financial decision on my
part. Did
he walk away or I walked away?
He did. He walked away.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he?
He walked away from me. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He ain't the brightest bulb in the box.
Well, duh. I mean, for God's sakes, he is older than the dirt that layered the dirt underneath the dirt.
Wait. He's older than Haruki? I don't think he's older than Haruki.
Okay. No, he's okay. Haruki's one, Spicy's two. Technically, I think Griff is three. I don't know.
That sounds about right.
It's something like that.
Or it's Haruki, Griff is Spicy.
Tonight, I can say things like that because there's nobody around to make old jokes about me. They're all gone.
I know. And, I never made old jokes about you.
No.
I made
Doug
job jokes.
Okay, we don't need to do that.
No, I did. I just said I did. It's gone from the soundboard. It can come back. I do have that.
And so can that picture of you and V-Dizzle. Just saying. We kind of got ourselves over a barrel with that one.
That's a
Mexican standoff. Duck Job versus V-Dizzle. I don't know this one.
So, yes, so we kind of have ourselves a Mexican standoff here. So, person 64826, whoever you are, we're glad you're here.
What, 64? That's new. What the heck?
I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
It must be a zip code. Well, I'll have to Google see what the zip code for 64826 is.
Yeah, but we're glad you're here, and we are taking callers. We do need to tell them what we're talking about tonight.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that would be good. Yeah, you could. Yeah, go ahead. Feel free. I'm gonna. Satan's angel is back. Okay.
Yeah.
I
do very well.
Oh, you do.
Somebody from my past. Yes.
Uh oh. Is that bad or good?
No. It's not bad at all.
Oh.
If I ever talk about somebody shooting fireballs out of their butt, that was her.
Wow.
Just saying, if I ever talk about that, that's her.
Too much Taco Bell?
I wish I could blame it on that, but anyway. So tonight, our topic tonight is storylining. We are going to talk about storylining. The lost art of storylining. And yes, people, we would love to have you call in because we need people to call in. No, we don't need you to call in. We would love for you to call in. But, yes, storylining is, in some ways, it is a lost art.
It certainly is. I mean, and some people, depending on how smart you are, because truly it takes creativity, it takes cooperation, it takes a lot of things to make a good storyline go off and entertain folks.
It does. It really does. And I was informed we missed the perfect opportunity to bring on a guest.
Well, let's bring him on now, then. Let's see if he's around. Hello, good evening, caller.
What are you
caller.
Talking about my country for? Why are you mentioning my country? I hear you saying there's an L vacant standoff. I don't understand.
No, not an L vacant. No, we didn't say an L vacant standoff. We said a
Mexican
standoff.
Well, I mean, you said
standoff.
Mexican, but L vacant, Mexican, it's synonymous.
He's got a point. It is.
I am the
pectorals
of a nation.
Hi, El Vacant. ¿Cómo estás?
We bien.
El Vacant has the pectorals of a nation riding on his chest.
Sí.
And what lovely pectorals they are.
They are happy to see you, too. Here, see, they wink at you. I don't know.
That's cute.
I'm not looking.
No. You have no idea how many hours in the gym it took to make that muscle do that.
Okay, Alfie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quarter. Pectorals.
Ooh,
same thing.
Shiny.
Quit it.
Ooh, shiny.
Quit it.
Sorry.
Focus.
Sorry.
Focus.
Well, I mean, they're a little
okay.
Oiled, so they're a little shiny. I mean.
Okay, sorry. Maybe I need blinders. Can I borrow Pedro's blinders?
I don't put blinders on Pedro. He's drunk enough as it is. He already walks through the walls. Why?
Well, maybe if you put blinders on him, he wouldn't walk into the walls. Just saying. But anywho. We're going to talk about storylines tonight.
Sometime.
But I bet you he will find the carrot.
Oh, he's very good at finding carrots. You could hide them under a pile of monkey dung and he'd find them. It's strange. Like, if there's a carrot, that donkey, he will find it.
Hey. So, Vicky, you've been Unstoppable since the beginning of time. You've held every title there possibly is to hold in Wrestler Unstoppable, just being out vacant. I'm also assuming you've seen a lot of storylining in your time.
Well, I mean, I've seen some excuses for storylines. It's not quite the same, but, you know.
To you, what makes a good storyline?
Well, first, not being completely inane. That helps.
That's a good start, yes. Certainly a good
knowing how to spell crunch also helps.
Having a dictionary on hand helps. Okay, got it. Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Oh, my word.
Just ask Amadeus. I had to ask him how to spell something earlier.
Yes, 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 you did.
Hey,
and amazingly enough,
I can't spell.
A key thing is also being able to string a sentence together without it being nothing but poop and fart and dick jokes. That is important.
That is true. That is true. Basically, intelligence is what you're trying to say.
There goes about half
when
of
you're,
that stoppable.
When you have the average intelligence of a half-eaten radish, it makes it difficult, yes.
Indeed.
Yeah, as I said, there goes about half of unstoppable. Oh, did that say that out loud twice? Sorry.
Actually, three times, I believe.
Oh.
But I will say, I mean, there are times where you can be proven wrong. That is just a generalization because, you know, I could think, you know, there is a man who calls himself one of the top storyliners in the company, and you know he proves that you can do it while half brain dead. So, I mean, you know, as long as you have some creativity, you can do things.
Would you like to name names here? Would you like to drop a name on us?
Oh, certainly. The Dorito boy. The Justifer or whatever the hell he calls himself.
Judgment?
The pepperoni master.
You mean the puppet master?
Sure. That's what he calls himself. Everything is food with him. I assume pepperoni. The pump tent? I don't know. Something.
Something like that. But you're right. Despite his spelling issues and his speech impediments, he is a pretty good storyliner.
English was very good. English is fifth language. I have said this many times. I explained. English is fifth language. But the first time I was on there listening to him go off on someone, I was not sure if either I had had aneurysm or had just forgotten English because what he said made no sense.
Okay.
But yet, he made the other person look so stupid.
Well, let me tell you a little secret about Judgment.
Oh, boy.
First of all, have you ever done a crossword puzzle?
Oh, see.
Or tried to do a crossword puzzle?
I've done many crossword puzzles. It's a good way to spend time while waiting for your match.
Okay, have you ever done a crossword puzzle where all the clues are gone?
That wouldn't really be a thing, would it? That would just
Judgment. No, that's Judgment. Judgment is a crossword puzzle without a clue. You're just guessing the entire time.
Okay, fair enough. I go with that.
I mean, I love him dearly.
I suspect so is he, so.
Yeah, I mean, we'll sit there and go, that's two down, because we have no clue what he's.
But that's his charm.
I think is hands down perhaps the best storyliner in the world. Hands down.
In the world, who?
In the entire world. This guy, he calls himself Todd the Ass Right. I don't know what an ass right is. I mean, I know what a playwright is.
No, that's Todd. No, get
it
right.
What a shipwright is.
Todd, number one asswipe.
Yeah, him. Because I will tell you.
No, guys. It's Todd, the number one ace right.
His commitment to keeping into character of the world's dumbest man is beyond the pale. Like, he will not break character for anything. I mean, there are guys who live the kayfabe, you know? Like, you know, there are guys in the industry. L.A., you've been in this industry, like, since the dawn of time, so you know. You know, there are guys that live the gimmick. But this is going to a new level.
Well, nah, I'm not commenting any further on that. I said my piece.
It takes commitment. I'm just saying.
Sometimes it's easier to stay in character when you live when you are that character.
It's possible he just needs, it's not commitment as much as it's committed, you know, in the funny jacket kind of way.
Well, you know, there are some people who are, their character is them. There's no separation between the two.
This is issue then. It's probably, do you know what we call that jacket in Tijuana?
What do you call that?
A Draven party suit. I'm just saying. I didn't make it up. That's what they call it.
Okay. All right. Getting back on topic, since we're once again meandering.
Why would this? All I know is I called in and you were like talking about Mexico, so I had to stop in and say hola. So hola.
And anywho, speaking of Mexico, our next REWF pay per view will be live from Tijuana. And I have a feeling you have some big plans for that, but we'll get to that on Saturday night.
Deep. We macho. This event will go off like no other. I've already hired the extra donkeys, and I hired a sword swallower, and then I got one for Judge for a date as well, because, you know, he looks like he could need one. And then I got, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
I've already rented a villa.
You've rented the villa?
Yeah. A whole villa.
Oh. I was going to say, I didn't realize she was... Never mind.
Not the villa.
Oh.
A
sorry.
Villa.
Sorry.
I mean, going with what I heard what he said.
Oh, my word. That's
surprise.
Just bad. Bad. Shame on you, LH. Shame.
Wait. Oh, they could heard the same thing I did. Did you not? Did you not?
I will tell you. I think you Freudian slipped because I heard.
No,
this
no,
you
I did not Freudian slip. You all need to clean
you
your ears out.
You called
I
her
did not
whore.
Call her that. Y'all need to clean your ears out.
You're gonna get the fan though. You're gonna get the fan before this evening's out.
Oh, that's I don't care.
Wait, hold on.
I quit caring about being defamed a long time ago.
Sibylla, if you're out there listening, you should call in and put her in her place. The silly elf lady who called you a dirty skank.
Well, you know, I quit caring about getting defanned when I started getting defanned for things that I had nothing to do with. Judgment, spicy,
well, at least
companies.
This time, at least this time
you're
know.
Guilty,
so, I mean...
Yeah, I would. No, I was not guilty because I said a villa, not the villa.
Okay, that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Damn straight. So yes, I already have my villa already rented. I'm going out a week ahead of time. But I have my own water purification system to take with me.
Oh, this is that's a good plan.
Yes, because I don't want Montezuma's revenge.
There's a reason my family makes tequila.
I'm looking at the guests. We got 1930, 1933, 1938, 1943, 1947, 1951, 1960, 1962, 1964, 1965. It's like a timeline of when the immortal Griffith got laid.
That was pretty good. Wait. I mean, I think you'll give him a little much credit, though. I mean, he's got such a stick up his ass. Do you think he actually, I mean...
Well, I mean, it's like every 4 or 5 years, so, you know. even a man, for a man who's lived forever.
Have you ever even seen it without
and
the
And there's
leather
not
pants?
A consecutive. Oh, well, there's. Nope, there's not even. There's one consecutive year.
Oh, well, you know, I think it was the Great Depression.
No, 64 and 65, something about the 60s.
Free love.
Free love. Yeah, that makes sense. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'd be a little careful with that particular line of jokes, though, because, you know, there's a certain woman who is apparently riding that horse now, and
I haven't seen hide nor hair of her or any of her other relationships or friendships in the last 3 or 4 days. They disappeared Sunday night, surprisingly enough.
I have questions for you. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. Let's put it this way. I'm not categorizing it as either at this point. We will find out.
I'm just saying, I mean, again, I've been around a long time. You said so yourself. I mean, not quite as long as you, but, you know, a long time. And I got to say, when those particular people get quiet, usually it means something bad is coming.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Do any of them have GM powers in RAWF? Oh, wait. Do all of them have GM powers in RAWF?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them.
Have you checked your bank lately?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been.
Okay, I'm checking.
He uses the number one rule for hiring a GM. There is no GM without a budget.
Yes, but aren't there like 13 of them with budgets?
Not 13, no. There's
math is not your friend.
Okay, I'll be right back. I got to check my bank.
I
think there might be a budgetment adjustment coming.
A budgetment?
So,
I'm going to judge someone's budgetment in a second.
Yeah.
An adjustment?
Yeah.
Wait, is that when you change something because of judgment? It's an adjustment?
Maybe.
I like that. It's a new word. I all the favor.
I invent new words all the time because my brain doesn't connect all the time. And some things come out really weird. I have a really weird brain. And in English is my first language.
Wait, I would have thought Elf was your first language.
No, I was brought to America as a baby, and was raised here in the United States, not Middle Earth.
Do you speak Elf?
Yes, I was. I taught myself Elvish. Yes.
Wait, so is it like Pigeon Elf?
No, it's not Pigeon Elf. I was left instructions.
What? In case of Middle Earth break glass? Which left instructions?
No, I was left very detailed letters and instructions, and that taught me how to, in English, how to read and learn Elvish from my ancestors, from my family. So I was able, they prepared me to be able to learn Elvish because they knew I was going to have to do it on my own. So they knew what was going to be happening, and they knew that I had to be prepared. So yes, that's how I learned Elvish.
You realize
anyway,
you gave me a very detailed answer to a joke question, right? I mean, that's
too bad. I'm very detail oriented.
Okay.
Next. Have you
wait a minute.
Ego man.
Yes, okay. Amadeus.
I was just making sure, just checking. Everything looks beast copacetic in RAWF. But for the moment,
it's good. It's, no, it's,
yes,
it's
good.
It's bueno.
It's bueno.
Oh, good. See, I was a little bit concerned.
And were budgets changed so it remained bueno?
Well, now that we've established that RAWF has a good funds, we need to talk contract negotiations.
I'm sorry.
Wait, there's contracts?
No. No, there's not.
No, I'm just saying, like, we have just established, I think, that means RAWF is liquid. So, you know, and you've already said on national radio that, you know, I'm one of the longest standing and greatest champions in the world. So I think that we need to have some negotiations, I just say. Right now, a bucket of carrots and a couple shots of tequila per show, not really cutting it.
Hey, the bucket of carrots is my contribution. I just do that out of the kindness of my heart for Pedro.
Wait, that's not coming from RAWF, that's you?
Yeah.
So you're giving me three shots of my own family's tequila to pay me? That's, okay. So, like, I knew you were cheap, but that's just,
well,
like, a little much.
You gotta remember, she's an elf. She's used to gold doubloons.
I'm not talking to her.
I'm not Spanish.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, wait a minute, huh? You're talking to me? I'm
gold
cheap. Wait, I'm not cheap. What are you talking
about?
Right,
you're not cheap, which is why we're here to negotiate.
Well, I tell you what. You want to? I tell you what. I'll do for you, El Vacant, because, you know, apparently I don't no longer have to pay for private jets and buses for a certain individual in RAWF because they disappeared. I will give you his. I will buy you a bus that I would have bought for him instead. How's that sound? I'll get you a bus.
Oh, I like this. This is good.
There you go. You get your own personal El Vacant bus. I just have to take Judge's name off of it.
Make sure he gets you the Cadillac of buses.
Right, but my bus will need a special donkey entrance because he can't get through the normal door.
Not a problem. Since, I mean, if it had been for Judge, it would have needed a special donkey entrance for him, too, so... Not a problem.
I see what you did there. You called him a jackass. I like it.
Were we talking about storylines, or are we just basically going on?
I think basically we've just been talking, but yeah.
Well, I told you my thoughts about storylines. You can't be a dumbass, and you have to have some creativity. And oh, another important thing. If it's actually a storyline and not you just being a dick, the other, like, you talked to everyone involved and everyone is on the same page.
Exactly. You have to be
because
very
if
careful.
If that's not true, you'll not be storylining. You're just being an asshole.
Especially if you have a storyline that involves more than just a couple people. Now, if it's one-on-one, you know, it's harder for there to be any communication issues if there's only one or two people. But if it's a whole slew of people, like a faction versus a faction, a group versus a group, then it gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
So you really have to make sure the communication's out there and that everybody's on the same page.
Yeah,
wait,
good communication will make or break a storyline.
Now telling people the truth. Do you just say... The Taquito Good storyline is a gangbang with Paige.
Oh,
she's going to stab you.
That's wrong.
She's going to stab you. I've seen her. She's got pointy things.
I can't
say
anything.
Hey, he said it, not you. He said it, not you.
I am not going.
So if anybody's going to get stabbed, it's him.
No,
it's not.
That's what he said.
Same page, the same page of a book, the same page of the. Oh my god! Mm.
Oh, again, English, this language.
Fourth. Yes, I know. What is your first language?
Spanish.
What's your second?
Latin.
What's your third?
French.
Oh, really? You speak
French. What's your fourth?
Voulez-vous que j'aille avec moi ce soir? Huh? Huh?
No. No, the answer to that is no.
I don't know what he said, and I don't want to know. Hi, Vay.
You're missing one. Are you going to go? Are you going to complete the?
What's the fourth? I asked what the fourth was.
I thought English
was
the fourth.
I'm sorry, Elvie. No, no.
No, English is the fifth.
Spanish, oh. Latin, French, and Russian.
You speak Russian.
Da.
I even speak that. I speak that much Russian. What else do you say in Russian?
Я не понимаю.
Elf speaks Klingon. Do you speak Klingon?
Oh, no, I do not speak
no,
Klingon.
No, because I have never had the contract to wrestle on Klingon.
No, okay.
I don't speak Klingon.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then my sixth language is Japan.
I'm sorry, you're right. That's Vulcan. I was thinking Vulcan. Vulcan,
it's,
Klingon.
I don't speak Vulcan either.
Excuse me. I can go back in any show. I can go back to some old shows and hear you saying live long and prosper.
In English.
That's still English.
Oh. Well, it's a Vulcan
saying. I can
saying.
Say Viva la Mexico if I say long live Spain or Mexico. Sorry. Long live Mexico. That doesn't mean I'm speaking Spanish.
Storylining, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to be talking about storylining. It's not going so well.
Hey.
Yeah, we're really off topic. This is
screw
the Elf
it.
Vacant Show.
This is the Elf Vacant Show starring Susie the Elf and Lord Amadeus, featuring Elf Vacant.
Well, at least you admit it now.
Yeah, it's pretty much the truth at this point.
No, I don't. I don't dress like that.
You don't dress like what?
The truth. He dresses very like what was with those shorts. I don't.
Oh gosh, yes, I know the shorts on truth. It's like
it was like German tourist on holiday. It was just what are you wearing? I don't understand.
Yeah. But I guess those are his elk, his incognito shorts.
Oh, I see what you're
doing
there. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I'm so glad I wasn't taking a drink.
He has said it himself, so. Sorry, what?
Where is Truth? I know he's out there.
Truth, call in, please.
You can't handle this.
Please?
Truth.
Yes, I can.
Well, I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. But, you know, I hear things.
Hey, the truth and I go way back.
I don't need to know where he puts it. It's okay.
No, we've been friends a long time.
That's a different statement, but okay, we can go there too, I guess.
We go way back means we've been friends a long time. It's slang.
That is not what that means in Mexico. I will tell you now.
Okay. In American slang, that means we've been friends a long time.
Yeah, in Tijuana, it means it takes the road less traveled.
And I see Peanut out in the chat. Peanut, a member of RAWF.
Oh, Peanut.
And he sent me a message earlier today, and Peanut, I will respond to that. I promise you. I've been busy today, so you will get a response to your message. But good lord. Yeah, we've got enough. That is a lot of freaking guests tonight. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is like
a some
record
stalkers.
For B2B.
You got some stalkers. I think they're your stalkers, Elfie. I'm just saying.
When do I don't?
I know, right?
Ain't the first time. It's not the first time I've had stalkers, so, you know.
Feel free to call in, folks. 646-478-0073 is the number. Y'all got cell phones. Everyone does. If you don't have a cell phone, then you're living under a rock anymore. But
I mean,
more like who has a landline?
Yeah.
I don't even have a landline.
Nope, me neither. Me neither.
By the way, Alfie, you know between the ears and the carrots, like Pedro's getting a little bit of a donkey crush, right? You know.
Oh, great. Now I have a donkey that has a crush on me.
That's
why not?
I think at this point he likes you better than he likes me, I think.
Well, it wouldn't be the first donkey.
I have
a
really nice
you.
Barn he could live in. He could room right next to Smokey, you know, Fats's pig.
I don't think he would go for that. He has not lived in a barn.
Elvica,
you know, you've
how...
never seen my barn. It is really nice.
You just
it's nicer
me.
Than most people's houses. It's heated. It has central heat and air. It has cable TV at every stall. I mean, you know.
You can't see the chat.
It's nicer than most people's houses.
Am I muted? Okay.
No, I can't. What? Sorry.
Elvica, you can't see the chat, can you? Okay, well.
No.
I've already – see, this is how good I am. I've already had people make your bus for you. Your bus has already been completed. I'm posting a picture in the chat. I sent you one to your phone.
I have to see this. Hold on.
So, yes. That is
– What? Do
that
you just have a whole fleet of buses ready?
Well, you know.
Oh, holy! You're kidding? No way! You're kidding me!
Isn't that awesome? I think that's perfect. That's exactly what El Vacan's looking for. And on the other side, you can't
Seriously?
See it in the picture. There is a donkey entrance, so it's all good.
Seriously?
No. Isn't that cool?
I'm concerned.
And he can make some money on the side. It's perfect.
So, you know that I did not become the most decorated champion in the world for not kicking people's ass.
What? You know, yes, but I've heard some wonderful things about your tacos. I've heard some wonderful things about your tacos.
I make an amazing taco. I'm an amazing cook, but that's not cool. Like if I were to make fun of you and say, "Oh, look, here's your cracker van," would that be okay?
Oh wow, that is just rude, LA.
What is rude about it?
Seriously, that is rude.
It's a perfectly top of the line.
It's a taco
top
truck.
Of the line bus. It's a top of the line bus, and he can.
That's
and
not
he
a
can
bus. That
I will
is
say,
a
double
food truck.
Income. It doubles his extra income for El Vacant, so he can pay for Pedro's upkeeping. Yes.
I will say this: it's much nicer than my cousin Paco's truck, which is a piece of shit. So I mean, it's a nice truck, but I am star, world class star. I don't serve tacos. If I make you a taco, because I have invited you to my home, because I like you.
Holy crap, really, seriously, that's just rude, Amadeus.
Does that mean, Elfie, I shouldn't make the Keebler Elf truck for you? Because I had that on order, too.
No, you should not.
Okay.
You will never eat another cookie that I make ever again.
I got to make a call.
Not that I will never.
Are you
ever.
Going to get a Nathan's hot dog truck for judgment if he shows back up?
Yeah. No. It'll be the hot Oscar Mayer Wiener.
I don't know that. You know, I don't know that Judge will show up. I mean, he, after what happened Sunday night, I don't know. I mean, you should. Judge is not one to shut up for more than 2 minutes, let alone 4 days.
You have point. I did say if. It was a big if.
Then again, I don't know. We're gonna have to.
Oh no! People are wanting to order tacos out in the chat. See what you have started,
yeah,
Sal, LA.
You got some orders here. Someone, someone wants a chalupa. I got a chalupa order here.
I don't know. Chalupas. They're not Mexican. They're Taco Bell bullshit.
Oh, okay. I was just passing on the message.
Okay, now I'm craving Mexican food. Hey, will you come over to the house and let's cook tonight? I'll make peach cobbler if you'll make Mexican food.
Yes, I can come over to the house and we can cook.
Make peach cobbler if you'll make Mexican food.
Wait a minute.
I'll make some Mexican food if you know what I'm saying.
And I'll make peach cobbler. Seriously, I make a killer peach cobbler.
I feel like perhaps she's not understanding.
No, you're not understanding. I'm really talking about food.
Well, so am I. You have to keep your energy up.
Okay, you're on. Whatever. Yeah, you're on. You're coming over to the house afterwards.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
See you there.
I'm glad I brought the truck. So, yeah, Pedro, we could just, the extended cab truck, Pedro can hop in the back. We're good.
Yeah, the nice thing about that truck is I can make some special bean dip for L.A. once Pedro gets on board.
Okay, enough with the music.
What, huh?
I don't know. Seems appropriate. I like it.
Amadeus, your date has arrived.
My what has arrived?
Your date has arrived.
Ah! No.
And I'll let her into the studio.
No.
Oh, Grandma.
Yes, see? I love the abuela.
No, keep her out of here.
Oh, Grandma.
Keep her out of here.
Grandma, he can't lock you out of this studio.
Abuela Revelator.
No, keep her. No. No.
I can unmute her just as quickly as you mute her.
Quit it.
No.
He's a bitch. Apparently, it's a night for love. See, LA's got a little company. The Elfie's got a little company. I'm just saying, we're going to make some tacos.
Pulled pork.
Hey, abuela, abuela. I hear LA likes to eat taco. Just saying.
No, not 100-year-old taco. No.
Come on, sometimes the aged beef is the best.
No.
Aged beef,
Too crusty for me. Just way too crusty for me. Where is this show gone? It has gone down the toilet.
Sometimes it just happens.
No one's had the tacos yet. They don't need the toilet yet.
Oh, no.
Hey, this isn't Taco Bell. Well, somebody did request directions to the baño, so somebody might have had Taco Bell.
Before I ask, have you ever had a ghost pepper?
No, I like things with a little bit of heat, not so hot that I can't fill my mouth.
Okay, so just habaneros, okay.
No. I like green chilies, hatch green chilies. Mm.
What are you for? That's what we feed babies.
What the... I'm not one that likes things super hot. I just like a mild heat.
Well, there goes my plans for the night.
On my food.
Because, you know, anything that Vacant does is muy hot. See? See?
I didn't say I can't go too hot. I didn't say I couldn't eat hot. I just said I prefer to be able to fill my mouth.
Oh, that won't be.
Oh, you didn't just say that. You did not just say that.
See?
Oy vey. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Elfie likes to, Susie the Elf likes to fill her mouth.
I could add to this, but I think it's best left on its own. Sometimes you don't have to add the salsa to the chip, you know?
Yeah, sometimes the guacamole speaks for itself.
Guacamole. I've got some great I've got an avocado tree.
Hey, L.A., ask the abuela about her guacamole. Huh?
No. I don't think so.
What? I mean, come on. John tells me she makes a really good guacamole with lots of garlic and some fresh tomatoes and avocado.
You know what secret to a really great guacamole is?
What's that?
A little bit of orange juice.
Oh, well, see, it can bring a brightness to the dish.
Oh, my word, it's so good. Crowley, goodbye. Sorry, I had to talk to the dog. I forgot to hit the wrong button.
I can't talk. Anyways.
Oh, the only thing that Grandma likes that's hot is L.A. Ooh.
Oh, okay, enough. Can we get some other callers on here? Come on, folks. Get on in. Come on. We're supposed to be talking about wrestling unstoppable, and here we are talking about freaking guacamole. Come on. Come on, folks. Call
in.
You have
a problem with guacamole? So wait. First you give me a taco truck as my high-quality bin, and now you have a problem with guacamole? You are racist.
I don't have a problem with guacamole. I love guacamole.
As
just
long
not
as it stays in its place. Yeah, I know.
I didn't.
You're telling me the guacamole is great as long as it's on its side of the wall.
No, I didn't say that. That's not me. I don't.
And guacamole has its place, you know, in the fields and everything, but not in my neighborhood.
My God. For once in my entire radio career, I'm actually praying the judgment shows up or something. Somebody help.
What's the matter? Can't handle the heat? You shouldn't have given him a taco truck.
If you can't handle the heat, you shouldn't lick the guacamole.
Oh, poor zombie. Bye, zombie.
Wait,
good. We accomplished our goal. We got Zombie Rocks to leave, so.
I don't even know who Zombie Rocks is.
He's an
idiot.
To one word, idiot.
Oh, do we need to play the soundbite?
Are we allowed to do that? I thought that was a true thing.
But, you know, I think he would be okay with us playing at one time. Hold on, I'm looking it up. When
you
come
to
a show and complain that it's a waste of your time.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
All props to Charlotte Drew Johnson.
Yes. Not like I'm, you know, going to overuse it.
Well, plus, I mean, it's on your station. Your station, you can play whatever you want, I suppose. So, anything about that.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to use it, like, every 30 seconds for the whole show stuff.
Yeah. No, that's what Truth does.
Well, but it is his soundbite.
True.
So,
hey.
Yeah.
What?
So, anywho.
What are we going to talk about for 34 minutes since we're completely forgotten off the topic of storylines?
We
folks,
can't get back onto
in.
It.
Feel free to call
yes,
in.
Please.
Come on.
Peanut, call in.
Yeah, Peanut. I want to hear what
in.
Peanut sounds like. I want to hear Peanut come on the air and talk. I'd
this
love
is
to
a
hear
safe
Peanut.
Place. This is a drama-free zone. This is a safe place to call in, especially for your first time. So we would love for you to call in, Peanut. Well, actually, I think Peanut called into another show.
Did he?
I think. I don't know. The whole memory thing. But he may not have. I don't know.
Yes.
But call
anyone
in,
can
Peanut.
Call, except Grandmother Revelator. She cannot call in.
Yes, she can. It's my show.
No, she can't. No.
Yeah.
No. Don't do it. Just saying. So, anything we have to look forward to in Mexico next month on the ROWF pay-per-view in Tijuana, El Vacan, any sites you suggest for us to see while we're there? El Vacan?
Did you bring him off?
I hope not.
Sorry, Pedro got into the truck. I have to try and get his head out of the.
See, I told you he likes the truck. See, if Pedro likes the truck, then it's a good thing, right?
Because there's food in there. There's vegetables.
There's no carrots.
They eat more than carrots. There's lettuce. Tomatoes. He eats lettuce and tomatoes, correct?
Okay. It's a great truck. I don't understand what the big fuss is about the truck.
It's an insult.
No, it's not. I'm doing him a service.
It would be like me giving you a mobile hair salon.
Ooh, cool. You can do that? I never even thought about that.
Would you like a mobile hair salon?
Well,
so that you
yeah.
can make money on the side?
Well, that's like the best idea you've ever had. Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're not me.
Amadeus style mobile hair salon. I like it. I gotta make a
call.
You
have to pay me royalties.
You got it. I'll even
50%.
Put your face on the side of the truck.
No, you won't. I don't
what?
Need that. I just want royalties, 50%.
Oh, what? You got it. Okay, fine. 50?
Yeah, 50.
What?
I'll be glad I didn't ask for 60.
Hmm. I'm sure it'll make millions anyway, so we'll both be happy. Can have a fleet of them. Ooh, fleet of Amadeus style hair salons all over the country and Mexico.
Oh, Lord.
And Canada. I like it.
Okay, the trucks in Mexico, 60% goes to El Vacan.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Why so?
Right, El Vacan? You get 60% of the royalties there.
Oh, yes.
He had nothing to do with it. He's got a taco truck.
But I did, so I'm making sure that he's taken care of.
He's El Vacan. He's held every title in wrestler unstoppable.
I had nothing to do with it. I think if we go through the records, you will see that the person who said that the pay-per-view should be in Tijuana was, in fact, me.
We're not talking about the pay-per-view in Tijuana. We're talking about Amadeus-style hair salons, mobile hair salons. That has nothing to do with you.
Oh, well, I will tell you.
And you get 60% of the... You get 60%.
Extra.
Okay, well, then we ain't going to Mexico. Screw that. We'll keep it in the U.S.
No, I'm just going to tell you. Pedro is still tired from all the extra quote-unquote work you had them put in for your special ingredient.
Excuse me?
All that testosterone and
doctor. No.
He's still very tired.
No. There's no special. No. That's not what we used.
What? You just made him work on the goddamn trolley like he had to carry around shit all the time. Oh, God, that's disgusting. What are you saying?
Never mind.
Wait, did you just admit something that the FDA would want to know?
No.
Good answer.
Elf?
Yes. I can't help you with that one.
I mean, I won't use the stuff, but then again, you know, I have, being Latin, I have this long, flowing hair. Naturally, I don't have to use these products.
God, where's Bubs with my Excedrin when I need her?
I tell you, how many times have I told you, I keep a supply of said Excedrin in the studio.
I know, but it always seems
it's
to work
right
better when
the top drawer.
Okay.
No,
it's right there in the top drawer right next to you.
The door.
Excedrin is bad for you. It's made. It's chemicals. It's man-made. You should not put that into your body. It's poison. Here, let me get you one of my abuela's remedies.
No.
Already tried it.
The abuela works very, very well as far as the headache goes. But then I have to go to the bathroom for the next 2 days after I take it.
Oh, I have something for that too. Wait, here's a cork.
No cork. No. Help me. I don't know. Elfie?
Yes?
Storylining.
Yes, what about it?
Don't do it unless you have, unless you're creative. Don't do it unless you have some speck of intelligence. Don't do it unless you, if you don't have any communication skills whatsoever, don't do it.
That's exactly right, because communication will ruin or make a storyline.
The worst thing you can do.
For Pete's sakes, if you're going to start a storyline and it's going to be a long-running storyline, don't wuss out in the middle of it, especially if it's a group of people storylining. Don't leave in the middle of the storyline and leave the rest of them hanging. Unless you talk to them. Don't just poof, disappear like magic and leave the rest of them hanging and looking like idiots. Right?
Yes, just be right back. I have to confirm something before I make a big announcement right here on B2B.
Ooh, do I get need to get the new breaking news? I'll
mm-hmm.
find the breaking news.
Quite possibly.
Okay, I'll find the breaking news. Okay. So, but yeah, if you're going to do a storyline, you know, we're back on storylines here, people. We can come all the way back around. We're that good. If you're going to do a storyline, you need to have people that you can work with both in the scenes and behind the scenes. That's very important. Because if you can't work with them behind the scenes, how on earth are you going to work with them in the scenes? Big, big, important aspect. You know, it helps if you know the person that you're working with. So you need to make sure that there are somebody that you can work with both in front of the camera and behind the camera, as you would say in television. Because if you can't work with them both, then it's not going to work well. Because if you can't work things out behind the scenes, then they're definitely not going to work out in the scenes, and you're not going to have a cohesive storyline.
right. I can now confirm what I'm about to do when you're ready.
Okay, and also we're going to, as soon as you make that announcement, I'm going to need you to screen a call.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Here's our breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday on After Hours, we have a very special guest coming on with us. For those of you in Big Dog Wrestling or know what about Big Dog Wrestling, we will be having our very special guest, Mordecai, a.k.a. Pete Wall, joining us for an interview on After Hours. So it's going to be a big night. I'm looking forward to that. For those of you who don't know what's been going on with that, the project, the Big Dog Wrestling project run by Mordecai and Devlish, we'll give you more information Saturday night on After Hours. Hello? Okay. Apparently, Elfie is screening the call for me. All right. So, yes, Pete Wall, a.k.a. Mordecai, will be on After Hours this Saturday night. Going to talk to him about Big Dog Wrestling. I mean, for those of you who are in that, you will not want to miss it. All right. So, again, waiting for... Have you heard of the Big Dog... Have you heard of the Big Dog Wrestling Project there, El Vacant? Have you seen any of that?
Oh, see. It's very interesting. I may have to have a talk. Maybe he'll give me a contract that isn't, you know, an insult of racist proportions.
Oh, my goodness. For crying out loud. Seriously? All right. At anywho, looking forward to that.
By the way, now I also have to send a vet bill your way. His head is stuck in the refrigerator.
Pedro's head is stuck in the refrigerator.
See?
Oh, my word.
He likes the guacamole.
Cool. Hey, man, that's what you call a cold ass. Just saying. All right. My goodness. Where did Elfie get to?
I think she went shopping for the ingredients for the dinner later.
Oh, that's good. Yes, enjoy yourself with that. And if you seriously don't like the taco truck, I'll get you a real buzz, El Vacant. My goodness, I thought you'd get the humor in that. You of all people.
Oh, I do. It's actually quite funny, but why would I not give you shit for it?
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. You're right. And plus, you know, since I no longer have to pay for Judgment to have a bus or a plane or any of the other misfits, I got a lot of extra money. It's quite in. So,
I was thinking about what you said earlier about Judgment being quiet this long. You know, I agree that that's kind of strange, but you know what I find really, really strange? Like, even more so?
What's that?
It's been days and days since any of us heard Mr. Ego Man talking about he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh my God, I know, right? And not, it's not just him either. I mean, you don't have Mordrin on here or And while I miss Bubs, I do, because, you know, she's going to be my co-host. I mean, it's just, it's a lot quieter around here. I kind of like it. I don't know.
I like Mordrin. I mean, Mordrin's my business partner. I like Mordrin.
Right. But, yeah, having Griffith, oh my gosh, that man can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. I mean, everyone thinks I'm bad or, yeah. But yeah,
I screened the call. So Mordecai, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mordecai from Big Dog Wrestling. And as those of you who don't know what that is, it's a YouTube project where the man is using WWE 2K17, I believe, or is he? I don't think 18's out yet. 2K18 is not out.
18's not out till October.
Right. So he's using 2K17. He's making Unstoppable Wrestlers. Using the various programs, and I'm sure he's doing it on computer. He's doing it on his PS4. Okay, well, I don't know about all that stuff. That's stuff I'm going to have to ask him, because He is doing, and he's doing shows every weekend on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays with real unstoppable wrestlers. Now, the project is a project he started out, and he was only going to have about 50 people, but the response from Unstoppable has been so great that he's boosted it up to 100. And last I heard, as of his show last night, he only had 6 or 7 spots left, which I'm sure by now, if they're not full by now, I'll be shocked. But yeah, he's up to 100, almost 100 wrestlers from Wrestler Unstoppable, and they're not all Unstoppable. I believe there's a few that are not from Unstoppable. But for the most part, everyone I see is an Unstoppable wrestler. There's me, I'm in there, Judgment, Griffith, Mordrin, Bubs. There's a lot of people in there.
I know there's some FBW wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is awesome. Last night he did a show where it was some wrestler Unstoppable wrestlers taking on real WWE superstars. It was quite fun. I took on Triple H. I believe we had Bubs took on Lita, Mama took on Trish Stratus, and a whole bunch of other great matches. It was a lot of fun to watch. So,
I will say, so far my favorite one I've seen him put his version of Super Nacho is spot on.
Yes, it is. I have to agree. It is. So yes, we will be talking to Mordecai on Saturday night about Big Dog Wrestling and getting more details and finding out more about what's going on with Big Dog Wrestling. He also has a YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen, Pillars to Post. You really should subscribe to it if you'd like to see real unstoppable wrestlers in action against each other on 2K17, WWE 2K17. It's very fun. He does a great job with the wrestlers. Oh my gosh. I look exactly like I would, like me. It's awesome. That sounded weird, didn't it? I look exactly like me. Well, screw it.
Your wrestler on there is spot on.
You can tell it's really well done because when he steps into the ring, the wig slips.
Really?
High five. Make it. Good one.
Okay.
Yes. Did you tell them who's co-hosting with you on Saturday?
Well, that would be you, Susie the Elf. The lovely Susie the Elf will be co-hosting with me. So, Susie, I know you're not too familiar with the whole Big Dog Wrestling. You might want to watch a few shows.
I've watched one. I've watched part of
have
one.
You? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun talking with him this coming Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we'll also have all the usual stuff on After Hours, the rankings. We'll have results from Philadelphia Freedom pay-per-view as well. And we'll talk about RAWF, as we always do.
There we go, yeah. Let's see. I can't remember. I have to look. I think I won my match from Philadelphia Freedom.
Did you? Congratulations.
I lost. Damn it.
Nope.
I lost to that Susie the Elf wannabe.
At least you got the match.
And no, Grandma,
I lost
going
to one of my stalkers.
Oh, my God. I just
I
now
lost
saw
to
that.
One of my stalkers.
Which stalker did you lose?
I lost to one of my stalkers.
Oh, which stalker was that?
Vixen.
Oh. Yeah, we won't go there.
But it was
that
a... Yeah.
That is not a show. That is not a show for tonight.
That's not a show for any night.
Mm-mm.
We really don't want to go there. No. So, yeah. I don't want to have to relive those days. Ever.
You know, this studio is a lot more roomier when Bubs and her boobs ain't here. I just noticed that.
I can bring in Pedro.
No.
Well, first of all, this isn't the same studio. This is the B2B studios, not the RAWF studios. And I have a bigger studio than y'all do.
Well, yeah. This is true. I guess I'm just.
There's more square footage here.
Are you going to put up with that, LA? I mean, you are the longest running and most listened to radio personality, and you don't get the premium studio? I mean, really?
Well, you know, Susie's a bit of a prima donna.
Excuse me?
Did I say that out loud?
Do
I'm
you
sorry.
Want to have a show
apologize.
On Saturday?
Yes. I apologize. I'm the prima donna. I'm the prima donna. There you go. I admit it.
This studio has been around longer than the RAWF After Hours studio.
This is true.
I've paid for this studio. He paid for his own studio. If his isn't bigger than mine, that's his problem, not mine.
Yeah, I'd have to do something about that because I definitely need to have a bigger one than you. Studio.
Oh.
I meant studio.
I know someone with a taco truck for sale.
Are we having a little bit of a size matters competition here?
No, not at all.
Oh, it sounds like it.
You have bigger ears, you have bigger studio.
With Mofra?
I'm good with that.
You want to compete with Mofra?
No. I couldn't do that. There is no competing with you. You got bigger ears,
original...
you got a bigger studio. I'm cool with that.
And this is the original studio I've never built on.
I know, and you know, you really should do something about Spicy's locker. I'm just saying, because I'm not sure what's in there, but it's occasionally, you know, the fumes. You might want to do something about that.
I'll get the janitorial staff on that. I'm not touching it. Seriously, I am not touching it.
Why are you?
I don't
want to
know. I'm not looking at you. You're not the janitor. He may be looking at you that way, but I'm not.
Now, and you say I'm the one with stereotypes.
I'm going to be screening somebody. Give me just a moment.
Oh, she's screaming at somebody. Oh, screening somebody. Sorry. Okay. But she's going to start screaming. It's like, oh, crap. I really did it this time. Well, we were talking about storylining, and that didn't last very long. So, Elvake, you got anything you'd like to talk about while we're on here?
Not at the moment.
You're a big help. Thanks. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know where to go. I just don't. It's one of those nights. I hope everyone had a safe, happy 4th of July, or as some people... Did you... What? You guys don't celebrate 4th of July in Mexico, do you? How about you? Okay. Am I alone now? All right, awesome. Oh, congratulations, Peanut. Won his match at Philadelphia Freedom. And Peanut, I'm going to go ahead and answer your question here on air since I have the time. And you asked me earlier in my inbox that you mentioned you are 22nd in the current rankings that I announced last Saturday night. You asked, what does that mean? Do I get to challenge someone for a belt? Well, that the rankings that I quoted last Saturday night are not official rankings. They are only in transition rankings. Once the final rankings come out, which will not happen until I score all of Philadelphia Freedom's matches, then the official top 25 will come out. And if you are in that top 25, you most likely will get a title shot, and you will be eligible to challenge other champions for their titles on Superstars. You might want to go back and read the
LA.
Hi, Bubs. Where you been? It's good to see you.
That's not Bubs.
Booby Lady.
What?
That's not Booby Lady, though.
No, that's my granddaughter-in-law.
I brought Grandma with me.
Abuela. Abuela.
Oh, I got
a Mexican man.
I gotta go. I'll see you. Get away from me.
Come here. Come here, blonde man. Come here.
It kind of runs a little faster than my battery.
Oh, wow. You sure could move.
Thanks.
You know, my abuela has a thing that would help that hip, and it would probably make it run a little faster, I'm just saying.
Oh, you have an abuela? That's for those of you who don't know, that's a grandmama in Spanish. What does your abuela do?
Well, mostly she makes interesting remedies for people.
Oh, yes, those grandmas like to use their home remedies.
But she has, ointment you don't want to know what it's made from, but she has an ointment that if you rub on your hip, you will be much faster. Like, you will that little limp, you go right away.
Oh, please, connect me with
Hold on, it's probably in
your
second.
Welcome to the show, Redneck Avenger.
Well, hello. How you doing, my Susie?
I am doing great. I just had a lot of fun watching Grandma Revelator chase Amadeus out of the studio. It was a hoot.
Yeah.
Hold on, Redneck. Would you like a taco from a completely racist taco truck?
Sure. Hell, you know, I don't know why L.A.'s running. I'm sure she'd take her teeth out for him. I mean, damn. What more does he want? Beauty's only allowed to switch away. Come on, L.A.
did he just say, only a light switch away?
That's correct.
That's deep, actually. It's pretty good. I like that.
Grandma, yeah. Meet Redneck Avenger.
Well, hello, Grandma. How are you?
Well, hello, Mr. Avenger here. Can I get I said you brought some of that there Red Label beer.
Of course I did. Won't you? I have a Fred, go ahead and get her one.
You want a beer?
Wait, no. I just wanted to make sure. Did I just see a monkey deliver a beer?
Well, yes, you did. You know, I've got him trained up pretty good. You know, sometimes I wonder whether or not I have him trained or he trains me because, you know, I got him a little female spider monkey, but, you know.
It's genius. It's
kind of
pure genius.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean,
and yes, I would love a beer.
Huh?
And yes, I would love a beer. It would be, thank you.
Yeah, hey, Fred, go ahead and get around for everybody.
Mr. L, wake in there. Is Tijuana like Vegas?
I'm sorry, what?
Is Tijuana like Vegas?
Yeah, you know, because...
What happens in Tijuana stays in Tijuana.
Except for her beer.
Yeah. Because, you know, L.A. was going to ask me to marry him a little while ago. So I might just get him a little drunk on some there tequila, and then just marry him anyway.
You know, in tequila, he doesn't actually in Tijuana, he doesn't actually have to say yes.
He doesn't have to say yes. Oh, good.
You're in luck, Grandma.
We'll get that. What's that fellow's name? That puppet master. Oh, that means that
judgment
fella.
Judgment.
I don't know if that would
count down to Mexico.
We'll get that judgment fella to nod LA's head.
Oh, okay.
Like
Granny, the thing that you got to do is don't give him tequila. You got to get him mezcal, because actual mezcal is the one with the worm in it. Make him eat the worm, he'll start like seeing duckies and rainbows and shit, and you can probably have your way with him.
Oh, duckies and rainbows, you say?
Okay, Senor Cosby.
Yeah, that's the good shit. See, a lot of people don't know tequila actually doesn't have the worm. It's mezcal that has the worm. And so now they go and order that shit on Amazon, they get it all wrong.
Oh, Amadeus is out in the chat having a fit.
He's locked out of the studio.
He's locked himself out of the studio. As long as you're in here, Grandma, he's not coming back in.
Well, that's okay, because you know what? I know how to not unlock the door from this side and go, "Can't give me the bar. Come here, Los Angeles. I mean, Los Angeles."
He locked himself in the taco truck.
If you get you a monkey that you train to make tacos,
Grandma.
Yes.
Vacant has the keys to the taco truck.
Oh.
And Pedro is in
Mr.
there.
Spanish guy, can I get them their keys?
Uh-oh.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll see y'all Saturday night. I'm coming.
All right, buddy. Grandma. Good luck.
Oh, Lordy.
I don't know. You know, you have a point. If I could teach you.
Oh, you know you love me,
then,
L.A.
Hold on. Wait. He has a good idea there.
Hey,
I want to explore
he's got to get his exercise somehow.
If he has a beer-serving monkey and I could get a taco-serving donkey, that's a business goal right there.
That's fucking genius right there. I don't care who you are. I mean, you make a mint just for the show.
There you go. This is priceless. Hold on, this is priceless. Peanut is now ordering tacos from L.A. Well, get to cooking there, Amadeus. So, all right. Well, we have about a minute and a half left. So hang around for the after party. We'll have a short after party. Real quick, is there anything that you would like to promote for Redneck?
Dad, I'd like to promote some more Redneck Red Label beer. I think it is a fine, refreshing treat, and anybody who's got fireworks and a bug zapper, you know, it's what you need.
Fireworks and a bug zapper, what a perfect combination. All right, El Vacant, anything you would like to promote?
Coming soon to a town near you, Donkey's Beer, Cerveza and Taco Truck, served to you by Donkey and Monkey.
There you go.
All right. Hey, Amadeus, can you hear me out there? You got anything you want to promote? Yeah, guess not.
He
Grandma's gone. All right, so I'll promote for him. This Saturday, after hours at 10 p.m. Eastern, be here for Mordecai to talk about his project. And I will be hosting with Lord Amadeus. It is going to be a blast. We'll find out what happened. Did Grandma catch him? You better tune in and find out. It's going to be fun. And Donkey ate all the tomatoes. So thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to tune in next month. We'll get more details out as they come. And be sure to like our Facebook page and check our RSS feed on iTunes. And we are in the after party.
All right.
I hate you.
Oh.
Is he dead yet?
Oh, Lord.
LA.
Uh-oh.
Well, you did make it old enough when you first came on. It sounded like you, and I was like, Bubs?
I think I got it down pat now.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I told John I was going to do it, and he just started laughing like hell. I just couldn't get the morph box to work right. Susie said you could still tell it was me, and I downloaded something else, and then I just tried really hard.
That work is good. So.
Yeah, it was funny. Okay,
well,
you're going to have to start us singing Donkey and Monkey's Taco and Cerveza Truck.
you have
to get with El Vacant and do that. That is hilarious.
We do. Yes, we do. It's sponsored by Redneck Red Label Beer and Over the Border Tacos. Or Jump the Wall Tacos.
Yeah.
There you go.
On top of the wall. On top of the wall tacos.
There you go. Have a romantic dinner on top of the wall with El Vacant tacos and Red Label beer.
All right, I'm going to get out of here. I kind of hurt my voice doing that.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm glad y'all did the show tonight. I haven't been on the last couple of Saturdays because, you know, I've had my kids and not exactly, you know, this is on like during the bedtime and it's like, they'd be like, Dad, what the hell are you doing? I'd have to explain it. I'm glad y'all did this tonight. That was a lot of fun. A pleasant interaction.
Well, glad you could call in and. Yeah, it's not our normal B2B, but yeah. Glad you could call in and have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I hope other folks enjoyed it. I mean, this is something that's kind of missing during the week, you know. It's nice to be able, I know it's not able to do it often, but I mean, it's something that's good, and I think it's something that's entertaining, kind of hold the radio piece is important. There are a lot of people that rail against it, but I think it is important to carry on storylines, to have some fun, to have the managers interact as their characters and just have a damn good time. Anybody's not having a good time doing this game is a myth. They ought to just go ahead and roll up the carpet. But this is a lot of fun.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's why I do the radio is it's just adds another level of fun. And, you know, usually we have a topic. We had a topic tonight. We just couldn't seem to stick with it.
that tends to happen occasionally.
Yeah, we just didn't seem to have our heart in it, did we?
That's all right. I had the heart in everybody being together and having some fun. And, you ride the vehicle that runs, so.
Yeah, so but we had fun. I thought we had fun.
It was fun. It was fun, for sure. Oh, Lord.
And just remember, Ellie, I should take the teeth out for you.
Stop it. Shut up. Stop it. Not helping. Not helping.
Oh, you should have grabbed the keys on your way out.
Something.
Oh, that was fun. That was funny. But yeah, we don't do this show every week. We just do this one weekly or monthly. So
yeah,
I don't.
They're harder to do during the week because, you know, real people have real jobs and all that fun stuff. But
Real people have real jobs?
I don't. I heard that rumor somewhere. You know, I'm just.
I don't. I don't have a job. I don't work. So, but I don't want to do a weekly show.
I don't blame you. It would get exhausting.
Yeah, I.
But it's a nice interlude.
But I do a show, it seems like every week anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, us ladies are doing Positively Perfect again, the ladies show. We're doing that once a month.
Cool.
And that's on Thursdays, the not the last Thursday, but the Thursday before that. So the 20th, the ladies will take over the airwaves again. So look for that. But it'll be it's at 10, not 10:30 Eastern.
Okay. Well, I say on my end, my attendance and as far as for getting on, especially has everything to do with whether or not my kids are home. So that's a.
My kid's old enough now to take part in the shows.
Oh, mine aren't quite yet, so.
Yeah, mine just graduated high school, and so now I told her she could actually call in and take part if she wanted to.
Nice.
Well, R.A., are you going to be able to call in this Saturday?
I think I will be able to. I think they're with them around this weekend, so I should be able to. We'll have a good time.
All right. Awesome. Well, Susie, whenever you're ready to call it a night, I'm ready.
Yep. All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the flagship show, Back to Basics. Be sure to tune in next month right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Thank you for everybody who tuned in live, everybody that called in, and everybody that catches us on the replay. Be sure to catch us next month. Thank you, Amadeus, and thank you, since you're still here, Redneck Avenger. And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Night, Mocha.